You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
My name is Receiving Lashes. It's brought in the Torah. It says, V'yikahu lefanav kedei vish'ato. So according to forbidden act that he has committed, so he receives the lashes and has many details, how many is able to receive. There's a doctor that has to evaluate him. So there's an interesting quote, Harav Migur brings, this is Vehikahu. So if you read it from end to the beginning, it's the same thing. Vehikahu, you can read it from beginning to the end or from the end to the beginning. Vehikahu means to beat them up. So either way, it's readable. From beginning to end or from end to the beginning. What does that mean? Right, but this is the process in the court system. The one that, committed special sin, so then they have to bring him to court, and then he receives lashes. 39, it says in the Torah. It says 40, the sages learn has to be 39. So now here, there's an interesting message, and it is, like let's say, people that, they like to take a part out of the door. What do you need? Take the handle out. What do you need?
Screwdriver.
A screwdriver. So if you cannot find a screwdriver, what do you use?
A knife.
Use a knife. So there's no screwdriver. Use a knife. It works?
Not as good.
Well, not as good. Sometimes it depends on the shape of the knife. So now here, it's an interesting point that is, we are given, legs. What do we use it for?
To come to Beit Knesset.
It's like a baro. What else you can use it for?
To bring people inside the Beit Knesset.
To play soccer. It's like a baro. It's like a very nice.
What are you using?
Our legs. The legs.
Legs.
On legs. So we come to Beit Knesset, you play soccer, what else?
Run.
To run, you go for a walk or a jog or hiking or ski. What else you do?
Basketball.
What else?
Tennis.
What else? Let's say you want to put the chair back. How do you put it back? What's the option to put the chair back?
Back where?
Back in the table. You should that's where it should be.
Where is it?
It's outside the table.
Outside.
What do? Use your leg? I use your leg. Right. If somebody makes a noise, what do?
You walk over and tell them nicely, please be quiet.
I also use your foot. That's a gebaro. Yeah. To make him cry. Say?
You lift up the chair and you put it inside. That was yesterday.
Right, but let's say if somebody makes a noise, what do you do now? It's making noise.
The chair?
No, chair is finished. Now it's a different subject now. What do you do?
Somebody make a noise?
Like how do you make him quiet? You don't use your leg? Many use their leg, like for the kids and other people. Now if they get angry, that's what they do, no? They use their leg, no? To make people quiet or punish them.
No,
they use their leg. Or fist?
You are talking too loud.
Yeah, I know. I mean, in general.
Especially Mr. Bolu.
And John, like, let's say somebody grabs your parking space. So what do? So you come out and break his window. Or many, they make his tire flat. Or let's say, if you like to make, you know, you make your point when you're arguing, what do?
Shout.
You shout. So that means your voice.
Some people stomp their foot on the ground.
Something like that. You scream.
Yeah.
Yeah. So now here, see, sometimes we misinterpret, you know, the quality that we are expected to present. The leg, yeah, you come to Beit Knesset, maybe you exercise, you jog. Sometimes it goes off path. Let's say we are, Hashem gave us the gift to be able to speak, but we don't scream at people for any reason. It's a holy reason, it's not a holy reason, you should not raise your voice. Are you supposed to?
No.
But people do.
But everyone does.
Well, not everyone, but people do. But why they do it? Because
make a point.
Yeah. Make a point. So we have a letter from Ramban Zatzal that he wrote to his son. Shema Beni. And the first thing that he mentions that you never should raise your voice. Why is it so hard to not raise your voice? Right? But why we do?
Make a point.
They call it instant result. That's what it is.
We can't hear you, so you have to scream.
Is it standing next to you?
Is it asking them to scream? They cannot hear you.
So what do you gain by screaming at him when he's standing?
You wake up. Maybe wake up.
You wake up?
Yeah.
Does it work?
Sometimes.
So he tries, you try to wake him up, then he screams back at you to try wake you up. So now here is a waking up challenge. You scream at him, then he screams back at you. And what do you get?
All
right. So because we have a direct command is coming up, once a year we do Teqiyah Shevarim Teruah. But people, the practice is the whole year. They blow the shofar constantly. It's only once a year.
So once a year, you're allowed to?
Once a year, not you, the Chazan.
The
Toqiyah, only the Toqiyah. No, not you.
But in some cultures, it's part of the...
Yeah, like the...
Italian, Persian.
Well, that's how they raise or train. If you like to make your point, that's the easiest way to scream. But here there's a therapy is called watermelon therapy. You heard about it?
Yes.
You heard? You know what it is?
I don't know what it is.
I don't know what it is.
I'm sorry?
What is it?
You never heard about watermelon therapy?
It depends what kind of watermelon.
Do you eat watermelon?
Yes.
Oh, you eat. See now, when you like to use the watermelon, what do you need?
Knife.
So now, when you like to cut the watermelon, so what type of knife you need?
A sharp one.
What's the difference between a sharp knife and a dull knife?
Ability to cut.
Sorry?
Make an incision.
I know, but
sharp knife cut clean and easy, but if it's not sharp, it's very hard to go through the water.
Why sharp cuts easy and the dull doesn't?
Because the blade is much thinner.
So now when you have a sharp knife, what are you benefiting?
Benefiting not too much, use too much power.
Very nice. Not too much strength.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So if it's sharp knife, it just cuts easy, right?
Yeah.
But if it's a dull, you have to press it, press. Yeah. So now, if the therapy is, if you have something that makes sense and is emit, you don't need to scream. It's like a sharp knife. It's going to go very, very smoothly. But if you try to force what you believe, so that means you have a dull knife. So that means people that scream, they want to say, I am right. Listen to me. You don't know nothing. So that means you don't have nothing. You're trying to force what? It's not even nonsense. Nonsense. And that's what exactly it is. If you think that what I'm saying is a myth, sit quietly, gently. Even you can whisper. Or you can sign, make a sign. But the problem here is people that scream no matter what, no matter what. Because they want to force their idea. So don't forget, I'm right. So back to Hikahu. So when you make, you be make back. That means when you try to beat up, then you're going to be beaten up in the same way.
So we went from the Malchut
to... Right, exactly, that's the core, exactly, here it is. Yeah. There's another beautiful...
The correlation of the whole journey. We go to many, many planets.
Right, yeah. So this is another beautiful point, Harav Chida Zatzal brings a very interesting point, and it is, here we see at the beginning when they bring this sinner to the court, so he says, this person is called a wicked person. They call him Rasha. And then all of a sudden, it says you have to be careful when you beat him up. First of all, you have to evaluate how many lashes he can receive. And then he says, you have to be careful. That means you have to be careful. You would not cause embarrassment for him. So Harav Chida points out, first he says, Rasha, wicked. And then in the end he says, it's your brother. What happened all of a sudden? You follow? No, how could it be? If he's wicked, would not consider as your brother.
No, it's when the Gavoy catch him, then he forget, he become Rasha. It's not.
Fine. So but what happened all of a sudden? The Torah says it's Achicha.
What do you mean Achicha?
Your brother.
So he is your brother.
No. If he was your brother, so he would not mention he's a wicked. First he says he's wicked, and then in the end says, be careful that your brother will not go through embarrassment.
You will not go through what?
Embarrassment.
Right.
So now here, Rabban Chida says a very beautiful thing. He says, when he came to the court, and then it was designated that he's guilty, and then he has to receive the lashes. So now when he receives the lashes, he's not the same person anymore. Because you have to look at him after the punishment, he's your brother. Don't say he did this, he did that, you know, he's a terrible person, he's guilty. After he receives the punishment, you have to look at him as?
Your brother.
Your brother.
Forgive him what happened.
No. Here, Harav Chida wants to teach us that when you go through Yisurim, you be considered like the brother of Ribono Shel Olam. So that means you have to know that when the Yisurim comes, obviously for the purpose that your Avonot will be erased, Hashem will look at you not like before that you were a sinner. So that means when you go through a hardship, you have to have such a... such a...
Joy!
You have to have such a happiness. Why? Because for any reason that you don't understand, you don't know why Hashem put us through Yisurim in this life, past life, or whatever that is. But the point of the matter here is, now we cleaned up, and Hashem has such an affection toward us. And we see here that this young man that he committed sin, considers it wicked. But then he says, Achicha. Why? Because he received the punishment, he's not the same person anymore. That means any little Yisurin that you go through, you become such a close relationship with Rosh Hashanah.
I have to say,
Shazi,
the Rasha always go back to what they used to do and do it worse.
Never happens.
That's why many Hasidim thank Hashem for Yisurin.
Yes, yes. So we have to be Hasid. We have to be Hasid and realize that Hashem is merciful with us and has given us such an opportunity to be able to become so close to Ribono Shel Olam. Hashem is Zakeinu.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.